KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 39 degrees. You're looking forward to mostly cloudy today with a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, a Nebraska man has been given 2 years of probation for stealing prescription painkillers while working at a pharmacy in Council Bluffs. Court records show 24-year-old Justin Gardner of Omaha pled guilty Monday to possession for sale. Prosecutors dropped two other counts in exchange. Gardner was granted a deferred judgment, under which the conviction will be removed from Gardner's record if he successfully completes the terms of his probation. Gardner is also awaiting trial in Council Bluffs on a charge of sexual abuse. Prosecutors say a woman had reported that she'd been drinking the night of February 25th and woke up at a friend's apartment as Gardner sexually assaulted her. She told police he didn't stop when she told him to. He told investigators the sex was consensual. Police in Creston have arrested a woman on drug charges. 31-year-old Cassandra Arney of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Clinton County, Missouri warrant for possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Arney was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting extradition to Missouri. And 24-year-old Tyler McKay of Creston was arrested Tuesday evening in Creston on a Madison County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original driving while revoked charge. McKay was released to Madison County Sheriff's deputies. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday released a uncharacteristically short report in which authorities said 44-year-old Larry Monroe Lang of Harlan was charged Saturday with public intoxication, third offense. And that was after an officer was called to the 1100 block of 9th Street. Last Friday, 26-year-old Timothy McFarland of Dunlap was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. McFarland was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with driving while revoked, failure to secure a child, and windshield window requirements. And on April 20th, 28-year-old Christopher Lawrence Lappy of Manila was cited by officers following a traffic stop on Highway 59 just north of Highway 44. Lappy was cited for driving while suspended and failure to secure security against liability, or SR-22 insurance. A California-based developer has defaulted on a $6 million bond agreement, raising questions about the future of a 12-story Art Deco structure built in 1933 that has fallen into disrepair in Sioux City. The Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust filed for foreclosure on the building earlier this month, saying Mako One Corporation and its managing partner, Bruce DeBolt, and two other limited liability companies owe more than $4.4 million in principal, interest, and advances. Officials of the bank say the default puts the issuance of state and federal tax credits in jeopardy, leaving it at risk of losing a significant portion of collateral. The bank has asked a judge to appoint a receiver to take over the property. A mayor in northwest Iowa is concerned about his town's future after the community's top employer announced that it is moving. Around 330 workers at the Polaris Industries plant in Milford learned this week that the all-terrain and utility vehicle maker is transferring production to Alabama, Minnesota, and California. Milford Mayor Bill Reinsbach says layoffs will definitely hurt the local economy.
My concern is the employees and trying to find them a job, doing something else, getting them employment elsewhere.
Polaris officials said the layoffs are the result of an effort to streamline plant infrastructure. Since 2013, the company has operated in an old furniture factory in Milford, which is a town of fewer than 3,000 people.
You know, I mean, with people losing their jobs, we'll have some people, you know, possibly moving away. They certainly won't have as much disposable income either, and it's definitely going to have a negative impact.
Polaris is offering employees the opportunity to relocate if they want to remain with the company. The Milford Polaris plant will be turned into a storage warehouse facility to support the nearby Spirit Lake Polaris plant, which will continue to manufacture Indian motorcycle products. Reinsbach says he hopes to attract more employers to Milford and also plans to focus on supporting local businesses. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.